Philadelphia's housing market is a bit jammed up right now. With high mortgage rates and overvalued home prices, some tenants and homeowners are staying put, while others are taking the plunge. Housing and community development reporter Aaron Mozell writes about this in his latest article for Plan Philly, and he joins us this morning. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Jennifer.
To buy or not to buy, that is the big question. So let's tackle this by taking the pulse of things.
Okay.
Can we go back a little bit to provide some important context for understanding what's going on right now with the residential housing market in the Philly area?
Yeah, so during the height of the pandemic, mortgage rates dropped to around 3%. And that really helped fuel a real rush on houses, which significantly pushed up home prices. If you were following all this or knew someone looking to buy, it was common to hear about people putting in offers far above asking, and in some cases, waiving inspections before buying. It was a real frenzy, and homes were selling really quickly.
Oh, yeah. I remember that completely. Houses selling within days, a seller's market like I've never seen before. Now, let's fast forward to today.
Right. So today, homes remain overvalued. They're not quite as high, but they're still up. But mortgage rates are also more than double what they were back then. They're around 6.7%. They reached a 20-year high last year. And the combination of overvalued homes and high mortgage rates has yielded two big problems.
Well, let's look at those two big problems. I would say, first off, people were being priced out of the market.
Yeah, particularly first-time home buyers. And those in the market don't have a lot to look at because homeowners aren't selling. So there's also an inventory problem, particularly for houses considered affordable to middle-income folks. A new report from the National Association of Realtors found that in April in the Philly metro area, which includes the city but also places like Camden, New Jersey, and Wilmington, Delaware, that more than 3,000 listings affordable to households making $50,000 were missing.
What do you mean missing?
What existed once is no longer there, basically. That's not to say that no one is in the market. There are certainly people buying houses. But the people that I interviewed, people who bought houses this year, they're all paying more each month than they were when they were renting. And they do all plan on refinancing whenever mortgage rates drop. But for now, they're sitting tight and paying more. And this is all coming as Philadelphia remains, you know, one of the few big cities. There are four of them where it would still be cheaper to buy than rent a typical home.
Yeah. And Aaron, I imagine other people who want to buy are staying in place until interest rates go back down, and then they can catch a break.
Right, exactly. I interviewed a mother of two who bought a two-bedroom home in Philly with her husband when they were pregnant with their first child. And now they need more space because they have another kid. But they can't leave because their mortgage payment would double if they bought a new place right now. And that would stretch them really thin financially. So they're feeling, you know, pretty stuck until the market improves.
Well, spring and summer are known as the busy times for the residential housing market. So how does this correspond?
That's right. Normally, it's a hot time for housing, but we're not there right now because of the state of things. The market is instead considered very weak, and things are basically at a standstill, and it's really unclear when things will improve. You know, economists that I've been talking to say that mortgage rates will go down, not down to where they were during the pandemic, but they will go down. So we'll just sort of have to see where things go through the end of the year and probably into next year as well.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron.
You bet.